President and a Canadian prime minister meet, it's not a given that the Arctic will be on the agenda. But this morning, on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's first official visit to Washington, D.C., the two leaders released a new agreement on the Arctic, energy, and climate. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, Alaska's senators aren't happy with it.
The Arctic portion of the agreement calls for a new partnership to build an economy that protects the environment. In a White House press conference, Trudeau said, in French, the partnership foresees science-based standards in various Arctic activities.
From fishing in the high seas of the Arctic, as well as new standards to ensure maritime transport with less emissions. The partnership will also promote sustainable development in the region.
The statement says both countries reaffirm their national goals of protecting at least 17% of land and 10% of marine areas by 2020. And it says they will also lead an effort to persuade the other northern nations to develop a pan-Arctic network of marine protected areas.
Look, I think any time that the Arctic is prominently featured in a press conference, that's important.
Heather Conley, an Arctic expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says the White House recognition is a big deal. But she says the Arctic didn't take top billing in the agreement.
It's obviously a great day to celebrate a very close relationship. Phenomenal that Arctic was so prominently featured. But understanding that this is really a climate change perspective.
The two leaders are also pledging to work together to establish low-impact shipping corridors. In the energy and climate portions of the agreement, they say they'll reduce methane emissions from their oil and gas industries by at least 40% by 2025 and end routine gas flaring. Senator Dan Sullivan says he and Senator Lisa Murkowski couldn't get information about the agreement until a briefing 2 days prior. Sullivan says they even tried contacting the Canadian embassy because no one from the U.S. government was returning their emails.
We're an Arctic nation only because of Alaska. And they're making these big commitments, and not one of them reached out to us. Not one of them asked us what we thought. Not one of them was seeking input from us.
Sullivan says the agreement promises what he calls legally suspect oil and gas regulations and is often vague.
But on protecting and locking up the oceans? What does that mean? And has anyone in Alaska been consulted about it?
Conley says the U.S. has been pursuing the goal of marine protected areas through the Arctic Council. Senator Murkowski, in her own statement, says the agreement seems to give Canada a partial veto of development decisions in Alaska. Her spokesman pointed to a sentence that says Arctic oil and gas activity must align with science-based standards between the two nations that ensure operators are prepared for Arctic conditions. Neither Alaskan was among the border state senators invited to the state dinner at the White House. The guest list includes prominent Canadian actors Sandra Oh, Mike Myers, and Michael J. Fox, as well as Trudeau's mother, Margaret Trudeau. Alaska was represented on the menu, with halibut casseroles as the first course. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.